In this lesson, we will look at the historical Christian meaning of marriage. Christian wedding ministers do not invent marriage for each ceremony. We receive a biblical and historic understanding of marriage and then serve couples within that witness. Across Christian history, marriage has been understood as a covenant union of one man and one woman before God. Christians have recognized marriage as rooted in creation, affirmed by Jesus, honored by the church, and lived out through faithful husband and wife love. This does not mean every Christian tradition has explained marriage in exactly the same way. Some traditions have emphasized marriage as a sacrament. Some have emphasized marriage as a covenant. Some have emphasized marriage as a public institution. Some have emphasized the home as a place of discipleship, hospitality, and generational faithfulness. But historic Christianity has consistently treated marriage as more than private romance. Marriage has been understood as a God-honoring union, a public covenant, a household foundation, and a calling to faithful love. This historical awareness matters for wedding ministers today. We live in a world where marriage is often redefined by personal preference, emotional intensity, sexual desire, legal status, economic convenience, or cultural fashion. A couple may say, "We want our wedding to feel spiritual, but not too Christian." A family may say, "Keep the religious parts short." A venue may treat the ceremony as a brief prelude to the reception. Friends may view vows as symbolic, but not binding. The minister must understand that Christian wedding ministry serves a deeper story. Marriage is not merely whatever the couple wants it to mean. Christian marriage has a biblical shape, one man and one woman, bride and groom, husband and wife, covenant promises, one flesh union, faithfulness before God, public witness, a household called to love and serve. This conviction should not make the minister harsh. It should make the minister clear. The goal is not to win an argument with culture. The goal is to serve the bride and groom with truth and grace. A wedding minister might say, "Christian marriage has a long and beautiful meaning. In this ceremony, we are not only celebrating your love, we are honoring God's design for husband and wife to enter covenant life together." That kind of language helps the couple understand the ceremony. For the one wedding officiant, historical clarity prevents shallow preparation. For the ordained wedding officiant, it protects the ceremony from becoming generic. For the church staff minister, it aligns the wedding with the church's witness. For the chaplain, it clarifies what religious act the chaplain can perform with integrity. For the life coach minister, it grounds coaching conversations in covenant rather than personal preference alone. Historical Christian marriage is not an old idea we dust off for tradition's sake. It is a living witness. It reminds us that the bride and groom are entering something larger than themselves. They are not merely creating a moment. They are entering a covenant shaped by God's word, carried by the church, and witnessed before family and community. That is why the Christian wedding minister serves with reverence. We do not merely decorate romance with religious words. We bear witness to Christian marriage